Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
There's Barker. As long as 49. Aller hit as he throws. And it is intercepted. Christian Gray picks it off.
Notre Dame over Penn State. Did you see that play?
I did not.
It was great.
Yeah. I saw it in a highlight package. I was not watching. I'm very sorry to tell our guest, Sam Panayotovich, that I fell asleep.
Oh.
After Notre Dame went up 17-10. I think that was early fourth quarter?
Third, yeah.
Third, okay. It was just too easy to close my eyes. But fun, had to be a fun game. I mean, 10-0 for Penn State, 17 straight for Notre Dame, and then 14 more straight for Penn State, and then 10 straight for Notre Dame to close it out.
It was
like a basketball game of runs.
It was a great game. Samuel P., the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports, BetQL Insider, Sam Panayotovich, I can prove to you, did not fall asleep during this game.
Well, I've got a time stamp. It's text. Yes.
Irish Sam. Congrats, Sam.
I was going to apologize to you guys for texting you videos of myself at 11:30 at night. I'm like, I woke up this morning, I'm like, did I really text those grown men videos of me doing a shot? Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Irish whiskey?
Totally fine, dude. Yeah. I don't have my phone next to the bed, so it never wakes me up. So no big deal.
I've been tailing you these last 2 weeks, so I'm enjoying this too, not on the same, you know, as fewer units. But this is really fun. This is why we run all those laps, Sam, for the occasional or even more than occasional big win.
Yeah, and now what we can do, if anybody did jump in at 10-1, you have some options here. Like, I've thought about it. I spent probably 3 hours today thinking about what I'm going to do and putting the math out and everything. You know, the common answer that I'm getting from people that I respect is, well, now you just bet Ohio State to win the whole thing. So let's say you have 10 units. Let's call it a 10-unit pot, right? You take a couple of units out of that and bet that on Ohio State minus 140. I'm warming to that idea, but I also, like, everybody I talk to likes Ohio State. That's also alarming.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
yeah.
I was looking at this pick tracking site. It's called Picket, and people are able to basically create an account and bet fake money to track their bets. There are $3 million in bets on Ohio State and Texas, and 90% of the bets are on Ohio State money line. 82% of the bets are on Ohio State spread. Is everybody seeing it right, or is everybody seeing it wrong? I can't figure that out yet.
I don't know, but I do want to say why it's minus 140, in case people don't know, is they have two games left to win. Ohio State has to win tonight against Texas, and then would have to beat Notre Dame in the finals. I don't know enough about these teams, Sam. I couldn't tell you, but Ohio State has been the favorite here, and the look ahead, I think, is like 9, isn't it? If they win tonight over Notre Dame?
Yeah, which feels a little high. I mean, that's only up at one place. When Vegas starts opening up and offshore opens up, that'll probably come down a bit. There's going to be a lot of public money on Notre Dame in the championship. And the look ahead, I think, was Texas 3 on Notre Dame. So we'll see what happens. I mean, if Texas comes out and wins by 2 touchdowns tonight, then it's a much different number. So
Yep. Numbers
are numbers, and then everybody plays the game, and it all comes out in the wash. Unless you're Drew Aller, who was awful last night, by the way. Awful guy
at
quarterback.
Passing games all around here. Like that's what I wonder about Texas and Ohio State is, like, can Notre Dame handle either of those teams in the air?
Notre Dame is also Bulldog down a lot of guys.
Yeah.
And they lost another offensive lineman yesterday. I think it was the left tackle. They lost another defensive lineman. They're on another receiver out. It's a great story, man. And Freeman's done a hell of a job. And I read a story this morning about how they've dominated the middle eight the last 4 minutes of the second quarter and the first 4 minutes of the third quarter, they're like a plus 100 point differential in that middle eight all season. It's insane.
Without really studying them, I mean, I know we talked about them last week, obviously, after they beat Georgia. I would want to give them credit for whatever adjusting gets done there, because they looked like they were just going to have a terrible day moving the ball. And the second half, like right away, they just came out and down the field, and here we go. I mean, I guess all it takes is one passing play to kind of unlock it, and they hit the 36-yarder there eventually to Williams to get him going on that first touchdown drive. But I feel like they've made a lot out of changing up maybe what they're doing once they get a look at what the opponent's doing to them.
They have really, really good players. The players are better there now than they were under Brian Kelly, who ironically enough left Notre Dame to compete for a national championship at LSU.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that. But like I said, they kick the field goal going into half, and then before Penn State touches the ball again, they get the touchdown. So they get 10 unanswered points
right. Because
they win that middle eight again. I do have my concerns, though. I mean, Ohio State and Texas both have NFL receivers, multiple NFL receivers.
Right.
Ohio State's got three of them. Texas has two of them, if not maybe more down the page. But Ohio State has three bona fide NFL receivers. They're good. They're very, very good.
Well, we have next week for this, too, because the game isn't until the 20th, right? Week from Monday. Let's get to the pros, Sam. So Bills Broncos, it's at 9 as I look now. It's been around that all week. Who do you like?
First bet I made this week was Bo Nix to throw a pick, minus 140. I think it's happening at some point in this game, if not multiple times in this game. I never like these rookie quarterbacks going on the road and facing elite teams. And you guys are one of the elite teams in football. Power rating-wise, it's the Ravens, the Bills, and the Lions. You guys are right there. So I think the Denver story is great. Nix looks like he has a good future there, and he could play good football there for a long time. But I'm not putting my money on a rookie quarterback going into Buffalo and really doing much of anything. So I did bet Nix to throw a pick, and I also did lay 8.5. How do we feel about it? How do you guys feel?
I feel great about it. I think the things that Denver is really good at, getting to the quarterback, locking down other teams' number one receivers, I feel like the Bills, A, don't have a number one receiver, so Surtain still can take someone away and leave you your other 10 guys to defend, and that's great, but I feel like it just sort of takes a little bit out of a superpower of having that lockdown dude, and the Bills' offensive line has been excellent. Allen's been sacked 14 times all year. So it would really surprise me. The thing that would shake me up the most when this game starts is if the Broncos are winning getting to Allen. Like, even if they're just making him escape regularly, which, you know, of course he can still win doing that. But I feel like the Bills should be able to handle what Denver wants to throw at them. They play a lot of man. Allen eats up man. They like to blitz. Allen eats up the blitz. I mean, I just don't think having a defense that is good at those things is good when you're playing normal people. But you're playing Allen, I think you're asking for trouble if you're going to play man and blitz him.
You'll love this bet, because you love bets like this. I put a little bit down on Josh Allen to lead the weekend in rushing at 80-1.
Yeah, saw that.
So I dare them to make him a runner. Like, please do it.
Yeah.
And he goes for 90 and somehow finds a way to lead the league or lead the weekend. So I did bet Allen at 80 and Lamar at 50. We'll see what happens. Small bets.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit less optimistic than Bulldog is for the Bills here. I feel like with Nix, and you know, you might be right, but the Bills' defense has been a little bit soft, and I feel like one of the stories of the season is the older young quarterbacks, if you will, like Nix and Daniels, and even maybe Penix, although that was brief, looked like just ready for it. And this is a guy who's played in some big games, just not on the pro level, or, you know, in the postseason anyway, Bo Nix. So normal weather, I kind of feel like he might be all right. Just throwing the ball short like he does and staying away from the turnover. The point you made, that's always the thing, right? Turnovers, like the Bills are plus 24 for the season, which is insane. And if they keep that up, they'll be very tough to beat. But I'm not sure. I go back and forth on it. I don't hate the idea of taking 9 points.
So the only good thing that I think is in my favor is that you guys do have the ability to put teams away. you know, 31 to 10, 47 to 10. I'm looking at some of these final scores, 34 to 10, 35 to 10, 40 to 14. I don't care who the opponent is. You know, a lot of teams don't have that drive to knock you out and leave you on the mat. They do. So if they get up early, I think it could be a long game. But that's my narrative. And, you know, if Bo Nix comes out and throws four touchdowns, I will look like a lunatic. But that's why we do what we do.
Right. How about the game, the big AFC game Saturday night? If we have time, we can get to Chargers Texans, but I don't really care. Pittsburgh Baltimore, that's a big spread too. Those are division rivals, often tight. Pittsburgh's had the better of it by kind of a lot lately on Baltimore, but you know the Ravens are the Ravens. What do you think here? How likely is an upset there?
I love that you glossed over the annual 4:30 p.m. Saturday Texans game that we see every season in Wild Card Weekend.
Right.
Look, this is a big number, but it's right. Wilson's been pretty bad. The metrics are not good on him. Their defense took a step back this year. T.J. Watt, who has been awesome for a long time, let's not get it twisted, but this year is not an elite T.J. Watt year, which sort of runs downhill in Pittsburgh. You know, These meetings, you're going to hear this a lot, I'm sure. Oh, these are always close games. And there's a lot of truth to that, but it was also 34-17 last month, and Baltimore ran away with it. That number closed 7.5, and now you're almost 10. Well, you are 10 in a couple books. There's going to be Steelers money because people like to bet on what they've bet on in the past, and Tomlin's been a profitable dog and yada, 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 yada. But this Ravens team, I was talking to a guy in Vegas today. He says if the Ravens and Chiefs meet in the AFC Championship in Arrowhead, they would have the Ravens favored. So that's how much the respect is in Vegas and for these respected bettors that are not only, you know, laying 8.5, 9, but laying it up to 10. Like, they're still cool laying anything under 10.
Props-wise, you mentioned the Allen rushing one. That's a fun one. I decided to bet Amari Cooper to score twice because I can't believe his over-under for catches is 2.5. You know, let's just blow that up. And by the way, under is -185 or something like that. We talked with Joe yesterday about that. I don't know. Just he hasn't had that much production yet, but come on. It's the playoffs. This is why they did it. This game or another one, do you have a couple of these that you're into?
So I did take a look at this Saquon Barkley catches prop, which is going to be very, very expensive, I think, by Sunday. So you might want to bet this one now. It's over 1.5 catches. I mean, they're already blitzing it, man. It's already up to 200 at MGM. I texted you yesterday, right? And it was -150. It's getting destroyed. -170, -180, -190. Like, it's run. But that's the theory, that they've been feeding Barkley on the ground to get him to break the record. And they've, like, kind of gotten away from what makes him in the short passing game, the dumps and the runs. He's going to catch two passes. I guess the question is how many dollars do you want to lay? How much juice do you want to lay on that? It's going to happen. And a lot like Derrick Henry last week. You knew he was going to score a touchdown. He got Harry at the end, but then he scores two. You know, laying juice is not a problem for me. I don't mind laying 160, 170 on something to happen for a very good player. So Barkley two catches plus is probably a winner, guys.
Did you have Evans last week?
No, they bet that thing up from 92 to 103 on the yardage. And one of my buddies back in Chicago texted me like Sunday morning, 10 minutes until kick. He's like, "Hey, I like Mike Evans over." I'm like, "Oh God, no, don't bet it now. It's already moved 10 yards. He didn't hit any of the numbers, right? No. Didn't it land 85?
Yeah, I think so. Or 88 or something, just a couple yards over 85.
Right, just to get like 1,003, 1,005, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what do you do this weekend, Sam? Are you just sort of camped out? Are we back at the bar? What are we doing here?
I don't know. I was out late last night. I got home at 1 o'clock, a little too late for me. Okay. But I'll probably hang low, and then we'll see what happens Sunday. I'm not coming to Buffalo, though. That much I know.
You've ruled that out. Officially out. Ruled out for Sunday at Highmark Stadium. Sam, congrats on Notre Dame's win. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys. See you.
Sam Panayotovich from BetQL, Odyssey Sports Insider. Calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Chance for you to get your thoughts in on Sunday's game, 803-0550, Sal at 4. Then after that, it's Jeff Legwald, ESPN reporter on the Broncos at 5:30, former co-worker of mine in Rochester at the Democrat and Chronicle, and then we'll have our picks for Wildcard Weekend at 6. Thanks for listening. Football Friday continues here on WGR.